Yesterday we spoke to Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore about paid leave for women who suffer a miscarriage following the news that it had been introduced in New Zealand. Green Party councillor in Greystones has been tweeting about the subject saying, it would be great to see this discussion here. Although after each of my miscarriages it took me way longer than 3 days to get near physically normal, particularly post-surgery, training for employers on best practice in managing staff when returning to the post, loss is critical. So all in a tweet there, summing up the views of Green Party councillor Lourda Scott, who joins me now. Hello, Lourda.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. So, you know, it happened to you.
Yes. No, it did. I suppose like many women, I've experienced pregnancy loss. I've had four miscarriages during our journey and having our family. And it's, as anybody who's experienced it will know, it's a very difficult physical and emotional experience.
And at what stages in the pregnancies?
It was early miscarriage, so all of my losses were before 12 weeks. So because of that, just in terms of the workplace, you told very few people. It was sort of very difficult to, you know, raise the issue with your employer, who wouldn't have been aware that you were pregnant, and you wouldn't have been telling them for quite some time. And then led to the issues which we were discussing here. It's just the difficulty in actually obtaining leave to actually manage, as I said, both the physical difficulties of it and the emotional toll of what is a bereavement, which is often forgotten.
Mm. And you did mention, it might be only in your own case, but you did mention explaining to the employer and he not understanding. That is a thing, is it, between, you know, a male not understanding and a female boss?
Well, actually, in my own personal case, when I was going through this, I'm not working that workplace at the moment, but it was actually a female boss I had, funnily enough. So my own experience, even with a female manager, in my return to work, was very, very difficult. Just a lot of, you know, very inappropriate comments being said to me, you know, looking for more information of what was a very personal and very emotional time for me. And that is something which was, it's echoed by other women that I've been talking to about this and partners as well of women who have experienced the loss, where bosses, and it's not a gender thing, it's really that they just don't know either A, how to deal with it or manage it, or how to speak to the people that are going through it, and B, just have literally no awareness of the toll it can have. And it's kind of seen as something you should recover from quickly. Why would you need to have time off and, you know, back at the desk, continue on? So there's a whole wider conversation, and I welcome, you know, the whole discussion around the leave aspect, which is also critically important. But there is a wider discussion about just bringing this topic generally into discussion in society to stop it being hidden, basically. And that employers, male and female, need training on how to manage their staff and partners of staff as well that have experienced pregnancy loss.
So what you're saying is that a miscarriage is treated as a physical event, that, you know, that something has happened, that the baby's not materializing. Well, say later on in the pregnancy, there can be stillborn and people can obviously miscarriage or something go wrong in the later stages, but people feel that that has the link to emotional event. But in the early stages, it's seen as, you know, you tried and something's gone wrong there, and sure, that's physical, and, you know, off you go back again. Is that sort of, it's not a real understanding of the emotional attachment to the hopes and dreams that are put in when you first realise you're pregnant.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's a very good way of summing it up. And I've written about this. October is Pregnancy Loss and Awareness Month. And I've often written articles on this through my own experience and from talking to other women who've experienced it. And it's very different for everybody. Everybody's personal experience of early pregnancy loss is obviously very different. But there is a common theme. And I think until you've gone through it, you won't understand it. It's really a death of your child, but it's also the death of that, you know, future that you've already planned and thought of. And that's, It is also a very physical grief that people experience when you go through that. And it's not recognised or not known. And part of the issue and part of why you have, you know, either in the workplace or in general, that people say the wrong things or dismiss it, is, you know, there's nothing physical or tangible there to be seen. So it's difficult for people to empathise, I think. But the second thing is, it is something that traditionally has been hushed up and not spoken about. And there's the whole tradition of not telling anybody you're pregnant until after 12 weeks. And it's something that, it's one of the last, I think, taboos in society that we don't discuss frankly or openly. That women still feel hesitant about bringing it forward. And I felt hesitant about discussing my losses as time went on, because I just got such bad reactions from people, inadvertently bad reactions, I should add. They didn't intend to be unkind, but that it was just easier not to speak about it rather than hearing the well-meaning comments that were actually very, very hurtful. So there's a wider conversation on this, and starting in the workplace is really important to bring it out into the open, so that it is a quite normal event to happen. One in four women will experience a miscarriage in their lifetime, and that it needs to be treated as normal in the workplace as well, and with kindness and empathy, as you would treat any other loss.
And four times, Lourda, I mean, the toll of that on yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And your partner, of course.
It was, and my partner. It was a very, and I can talk about it now because I have a little bit of distance from it. My youngest child is five. But we suffered three losses within 12 months trying to have my second child. And we suffered another one later on in between my second and third child. And the emotional toll is not to be, you know, underestimated. I can speak to that very much so. And as I said, it is different for everybody. But it is, as we were saying about partner, it's really important to include partners in this discussion as well. And particularly when we're talking again back to leave. Our personal experience was the partners, again, very difficult for them to access paid leave or any sort of leave, in fact, to look after, you know, their partner, or my partner to look after myself or our children as I was recovering. And so there is a wider, you know, whatever way this discussion goes forward, and I know there's a Labour have a bill coming through nationally at the moment that it does include partners, because there needs to be flexibility depending on the situation, because support is vital and emotional support as well. And there's a whole other discussion about the emotional support that you don't receive through the maternity hospitals. There's a really, this is a sort of the tip of an iceberg issue, I think, in providing paid leave post-pregnancy loss. There's a massive conversation around this with, you know, employment within our maternity system and just in society as a whole.
Yeah, because paid leave can be seen as a physical illness, like a cold or something like that. So there's a time limit. You get infected by the cold virus or the flu or something, and a few days you're back. Whereas, you know, this emotional disruption, as well as what might go on physically, but the emotional, it's hard to quantify, you know, when you would be in top form to do your job again.
Oh, absolutely. And this is where I think the conversation about informing employers needs to happen. Because, I mean, it's bereavement leave, really, is what you should be getting as much as sickness leave. You know, the treatment of every miscarriage can be quite different. Some treatments can be quite prolonged physically. Some can require surgery, and that obviously has, you know, quite a physical effect as well. And some can be sort of physically, in physical terms, relatively straightforward. But it's the emotional toll, and anybody that's experienced, you know, any grief will know it's that... it's that feeling that you run into a wall is how I would describe it, you know, particularly sort of feelings of exhaustion and tiredness and just processing. And that, just that sensitivity around that, even if you're returning back to work and you're physically okay after, you know, a week or whatever it is, that just needs to be acknowledged, much as it would be if you're returning back after the death of, you know, a child later in pregnancy or, you know, a close member of the family or whatever. People would be aware, I think, in a workplace that, you know, you're going to be emotionally quite tender for a while afterwards. So that sort of recognition, I think, has to come in. But as I said, this is really a wider discussion. We need to be discussing this routinely, you know, in society, that it's not unique, or it's not just around Pregnancy Loss Awareness Month in October where often these conversations come up. So it's something that needs to be brought out of the shadows and space being made for it in our conversations. And it's great to be on here this morning talking about it, Declan.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Lourda. And, you know, we'll talk again about this, as you say. Let's let the conversation begin, and we hope to talk again, and with you and others. So thanks again for sharing that. Good morning to you. Thank you. That's Green Party Councillor Lourda Scott there. And we will continue with other contributors on this issue throughout the week and beyond.